Art, there seems to be a greater buzz around the Sounders in the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I think the expectations are high from the coach, the owner, players, and fans, because this is the kind of regular season that a championship team should have entering the playoffs. The Sounders were second in the league overall in terms of record. They won 18 games, lost 7, and drew 9. And they're playing the number 3 team, Real Salt Lake, who was 15-11-8. But the opponent is slumping. Real Salt Lake has won nothing in the last 6 games. It was 4 losses and 2 ties coming into the playoffs. So they're definitely on a downturn, and the Sounders have really played well. Probably the best sign for the Sounders is they led the MLS in scoring, and that's a big deal in this playoff series because it's a home-and-home deal. The Sounders will host Real Salt Lake Wednesday, November 2nd, and the result is based on aggregate goals. So the more they score in either game, even if they should lose one, the better off they're going to be. And it's a real goofy setup in the playoffs. It's a playoff format that no one in the game likes except for the MLS front office, mm-hmm. and I'm almost certain there's going to be change next year. But the games will go on, the matchups are what they are, and the Sounders are probably in as good a position to get to the championship as they've ever been. The first 2 years, they were excited to be there. This time, they want to win.
Well, in the first 2 years, they didn't make it out of the first round, so right. There's that real excitement that this year, yeah, they're going to do it.
And it seems like with the talent they have and the job that the coach has done, Siggy Schmidt has really manipulated the roster well to overcome a lot of injuries. They're missing 2 of their best players who've been lost for the season, Steve Zakawani and O'Brien White. And now they may be going into Saturday's game without Mauro Rosales, the Argentine player they picked up at midseason, who's really been a spark for them. So Siggy Schmidt was already honored this week by Sports Illustrated as its coach of the year in MLS, as was Casey Keller. He was honored as the goalkeeper of the year. And, of course, this is Casey's final season. He's retiring just before he turns 42, and he's retiring at the top of his game, something that everybody in every profession wishes they could do.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of, we've talked about the team, we've talked about the coach, let's talk about the fans. The Sounders, again, led Major League Soccer in attendance this year with an average of more than 38,000 a game.
Yeah, the popularity continues to be remarkable here. The second best team, the LA Galaxy, had an average of 23,000. That means the Sounders are 15,000 people more than the second best team. And the league overall had a 7.2% attendance increase because not only have they done well in other cities, but they've added Vancouver and Portland. And so there's been a lot of sellouts in both of those cities. The popularity continues to grow. But the Sounders really are the template. They have set the standard for fan engagement, for the community involvement beyond just the games, and also success. So the climax for this seems to be an MLS Cup for Seattle. And if that happens, it'll be in November, it'll be wet, and everyone will be happy to be celebrating something besides the onset of fall.
All right, Art, thanks.
You bet.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.